Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. These words come from Psalm 23, our psalm for today, sung in between the Old Testament and Epistle reading. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. The shadow of death looms large right now. I've heard that the number of Americans who have died from COVID-19 exceeds the number of Americans who died in the Vietnam War. The shadow of death looms large over us. And there can be a great deal of fear because that shadow is cast so far over us. That shadow of death. There are many people who were alive 2 months ago and who saw this coming and did not know that they would be among those taken and who would pass from this life. And so we do not know when we will be taken, whether by this or by something else. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. And though we walk through this valley of the shadow of death, we might be tempted to fear, to be afraid, to be looking to each side to see what might take us, to do everything we can to avoid death, at all costs avoid this evil, because we walk through the valley of the shadow of death. But this is really nothing new for us, or it shouldn't be, because we are all mortal. Most of our ancestors are dead. And if Jesus does not come back first, we too will die. We walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and we always have. Ever since we were born on this earth, we walked through the valley of the shadow of death. And it is just now that it becomes more apparent, more obvious to us, that we are walking through this valley of the shadow of death because that shadow is cast over us. And so, there is a great deal of fear. But the psalmist here in Psalm 23 says, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." He doesn't say, because I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear anything and everything that might be behind that shadow. Anything that casts the shadow of death over me, whether that be COVID-19 or Alzheimer's or Parkinson's or a car accident or anything else. No, he says, I will fear no evil. Nothing, absolutely nothing. Even though I walk in this danger, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. And when we consider that in this psalm, the psalmist pictures himself as a sheep and the Lord as a good shepherd. But he pictures himself as a sheep walking through the valley of the shadow of death. And when we consider that this little sheep walking through some valley where there are many fears that surround him, where there are wolves and lions, robbers and thieves, who could easily take a helpless, lone sheep. Because what defense does a sheep have against a wolf, a lion, a robber, or a thief? That sheep is helpless. That sheep is easy kill. It would seem that as this sheep walks through the valley of the shadow of death, there is a great deal to fear. But even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. And why is that? Because the psalmist knows that though he is a helpless sheep, who has so many dangers on either side, though he is mortal, though there are so many things arrayed against him, he has a good shepherd who leads him beside still waters, who leads him to green pastures, who spreads a table before him in the presence of his enemies, who anoints his head with oil, his cup runneth over. And as we look at our gospel reading for today, we see also that Jesus is the one who is the shepherd, especially if you read on in John chapter 10, past our gospel reading for today. You see that Jesus, the good shepherd, is the one who comes that he, that psalmist, and also that we may have life and have it abundantly. That he is the one who cares for us and provides for us. He is the one who calls his sheep by name. And that dwelling under his care and his protection, going through him who is also the door, describes himself as the door, we go in and out and find pasture. We go into the sheepfold where we have protection, and we go out to the pasture led by our good shepherd who calls us by name, and we hear his voice and follow him, and we are fed. And we know that this good shepherd, as we sang in our intro, it is the one who laid down his life for us. This good shepherd did not run away at the dangers in the valley of the shadow of death. He did not flee to save his own life. He wasn't looking out for himself, but he came to this earth to suffer and die in our place, to lay down his life for poor, helpless sheep like us who walk all day through the valley of the shadow of death. He died to redeem us, to wash us in his blood, to claim us as his own, to call us by name in the waters of holy baptism, as he put his name upon us, the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He branded us, his sheep, with that name, so that we might know, as we hear his voice, when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, that we may not fear any evil, because he is with us, no matter what evil that might be. Whether that is COVID-19, or Alzheimer's, or Parkinson's, or suffering, or poverty, or the loss of a job, or anything else. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. You, my good shepherd, are with me to care for me and love me. You are the one who laid down your life for me. You are the one who did not succumb or was not defeated by all of the assaults of Satan. You are the one who conquered death and Satan by your death and rose from the dead. And I know that taken care of by this good shepherd, washed and baptized in his name, I too will rise again to new life in Jesus. And notice, though, that when we talk about our Lord as the Good Shepherd, that this shepherd takes care of his sheep in a flock. He gathers them together, which is why it is so difficult for us as the church to be separated from one another in these times, and why we long and ache for the day when we can be gathered together as the flock once more. Because you see, on our own, separated from our Lord and his word and his sacrament, separated from the rest of the flock, it is easy for us to be tempted by Satan, by the wolves that come at us. And why our Lord then gathers us into a flock and gathers us together to hear his word, to receive his body and blood, the body and blood of the shepherd. This is what the early church was doing in our first reading, where they are gathering together and devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching, to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, which is likely the Lord's Supper, and to the prayers. They gather around the body and blood of Jesus. They pray. They gather around his word, proclaimed through the apostles, also shepherds appointed by Jesus, who gathered them into a flock underneath the chief shepherd, Jesus Christ, who is the shepherd and overseer of our souls. And under his care, we are fed and nourished as they were, with the word and with the sacrament. This is how our Lord feeds his flock. He brings us to the good and rich pastures of his word and sacrament to be fed and nourished. And in this fellowship, we can walk through the valley of the shadow of death and need not fear any evil. And in this care and in this fellowship, we need not fear any evil. Now may the peace of God, that passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting.